This is the BBC.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Wednesday. I come to work in an ice cream van. We learn another new word from Love Island on ITV2. Hayley Steinfeld off of America joins us. Also, I get very excited about hot weather. And Chris and I decide to learn Despacito word for word by Friday. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. I hate being like this. I've just literally walked in. I don't feel organised at all.
No, we are not organised. I organised for you this morning. Good move from me. So I sorted your transport this morning to ensure that you wouldn't be late.
Not even put my bag down. Hang on. Okay. Thanks for sorting out the ice cream van outside my house at 5:30 this morning. Thanks for that.
And
my neighbours will be delighted when he put the chimes on.
They did let you know they were there then.
I've recorded it, so... This was on outside my house at 5:30 this morning.
But you're here. You're sort of on time.
Well, so I'm not on time. It took for ages. It took forever.
But a more memorable journey than normal.
Yeah, I met a guy called Lane. He was really chirpy and really nice. Mm-hmm. Sat on the floor of the ice cream van all the way to Radio 1 this morning. So, yeah, all good.
I've seen a picture of you. You don't look impressed.
Well, I just wasn't expecting it, Chris, to be honest.
I think
It's one of those things where you go, oh, I'm going to arrange for a different mode of transport this week. And then you'll just forget about it, but you didn't.
No.
So. Any more lined up for this week?
Hopefully, it depends. Depends if I can sort it.
My Instagram story is great right now, though. Already a lot's happened to me this morning. This is Radio 1. Oh, I don't even know what I'm doing. Hang on. What's next? Tiny Tempo.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's quite weird that I've already had an ice cream.
Yeah.
Quite weird eating an ice cream at 5:40 in the morning,
that
actually.
That's great. I'm really pleased as well. The ice cream van man is a really sort of chippy bloke, like very chirpy.
Yeah, he really was, yeah. He's off down back to Orpington today. It's going to be a busy one because it's hot.
I like that one of the guys in the show as well received a text from you worried about this, the transport that I may have arranged for you. And you asked, is it a horse?
Well, I was warned that something was outside that wasn't a taxi. And my first thing is...
Horse.
My go-to fear is horse, yes, because they really scare me. They don't have brakes.
They don't have brakes.
Do they? Think about it.
Oh, I'm so pleased it worked for you, though.
Outside my house this morning, 5:30. Then the Lane, the guy, was like, do you actually want an ice cream? And I'm like, to be honest, now I'm here, why not? He's like, hang on, I'll just start up the machine. And literally, it's the loudest machine you've ever heard. Like, just making up some ice cream. It'll be about 5 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Are you planning to send anything else to pick me up from home this week?
Yeah. I had some great ideas. Two of them have been vetoed, actually. I'm not allowed to say what they are.
Right.
Genuinely asked about one of these things, and I got the dirtiest of looks when I suggested it. It's...
what was it?
It was deemed to be ill-judged.
Okay.
We're not doing that anymore, which I think is a real shame, because I think, yeah.
I don't know how you top ice cream van. I'm really sorry I didn't bring you one in as well.
I'm trying. I tried yesterday to get hold of a tank.
Well, that's ridiculous.
But they're deceivingly hard to order.
Shout out to Lane, anyway, my driver this morning. Extremely chirpy guy for this time of day. Always time for a 99 mils. Hey!
What was the music saying?
Well, he's only got one song.
Oh, is it one song?
Yeah, the one I just played you. This is what I recorded on my phone. I was like, so how many other songs you got? No, just this one. That would drive me insane. Last night on Love Island, we learnt another new word. Do you remember, on Monday, we learnt the word grafting.
I'm like a polar bear.
What's that then?
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like I'm a polar bear. Do you like polar bears?
Love polar bears.
Of course you do, because I'm a polar bear.
She's not having to graft for it at all, is she? What does grafting mean?
Grafting is where you're trying it on with someone and you've got to put in the kind
put the work in.
Well, what confused me yesterday is I started getting tweets from the guy who said that, the polar bear himself, Chris.
This is my absolute favourite on social media yesterday because he was like, I heard I got a mention on the show.
I went in yesterday.
You really went in on him But then I was thinking, that can't be him because they're not allowed to have social media in Love Island, are they?
So I don't think it is him. So then it makes me think it might be one of those sort of family and friends situations.
Yeah, I think he's in there and they are running his account for him.
Right.
But it is definitely his account.
But then some people were saying, I think they've managed to sneak onto Twitter or WhatsApp.
Oh, right.
So I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, you really really slated him yesterday. So I'm looking forward to him coming in when he gets out of Love Island.
Oh, it'll be 100% awkward. Will be an innuendo bingo, won't it?
Last night at Love Island, we learnt the word ick.
He's getting me all wrong and it's just like...
It's ick.
It's ick. And what's ick?
When you've seen a boy and you get the ick, like, it doesn't go. And it's one of those things, once you've caught it, it's like, you know, it like takes over your body and it's like, it's just ick. And I can't shake it off. I know I won't shake it off. That's just me.
Basically, you know when you're illness. Seeing someone that you like and then they do something that's like, ugh, and you can't take your mind off it.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's ick. It's like, oh no, I really liked him and then ick.
It's like farting too early in a relationship.
That kind of.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, I'm Scott Mills. I travelled to work in an ice cream van this morning. How's your life working out? Thanks to Chris for arranging the alternative mode of transport. Cheers.
Yeah, well, so I'm going to do this, hopefully a couple of times this week.
Horse and cart tomorrow, yeah?
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Rita Ora, your song. It's 7:13.
BBC
Radio 1.
Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You're right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good. You're right?
Yeah, you? What are you doing? Yeah.
Just working on my essay today.
From where?
Just from in bed.
And what's the essay on, Charlotte?
Just on paramedic practice, really. Nothing interesting.
Oh, you're trained to be a paramedic?
Yeah.
Cool, yes. My brother's a paramedic.
Oh, that's cool.
You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hampshire originally, but I'm in Tooting at the moment.
Okay, where in Hampshire?
In Lidford.
Yeah.
So you're meant to be doing loads of work, but instead you're going to do real or no real. So you're like me, you just put off doing the work.
Yeah, I'm terrible with that.
This is great. So you hear some people on the radio saying, do you want to play real or no real? And you just get right involved.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get it done. It's all good.
You're going to have to commit at some point because I know what's going to happen. You'll do this, then probably send a few messages saying that you're on the radio.
Yeah. Then you'll start watching This Morning and enter the Easy to Enter competition to win a trip to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Anything to like not do it.
I'm terrible with that. I'll procrastinate all day.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just prolong that procrastination with today's Real or No Real. Here we go.
The world's first super drive-thru is opening in the UK this summer, where you can order food from all the major fast food brands at the same time.
Incredible. Why has this not been really thought cool. of before? Why have they never joined forces?
Yeah. Why have they never done like a coalition drive-thru before?
This is mad. Everyone's a winner at that point as well.
You wouldn't have the argument who wants what. You just go to the same place.
All in one. It's all there. One-stop shop.
Yeah.
It's true, but even better than that, solving arguments, it doesn't even need to be like one meal each. You can pick individual elements. Think about it. Because we all know who really does the best chips. And we all know who really does the best burgers. I can't say because now I sound like a massive advert, but we all know. And what I'm saying is you can take, say, the chips from one place, burgers from the next place, the nuggets from another place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because they're all kind of good and poor at different things.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I do like the idea of combining foods that aren't traditionally combined with. So we once did this thing, Charlotte, me and my friends, where we ordered three different styles of takeaways to my mate's house and sort of raced the drivers.
And blew your whole wages in one day.
Yeah, exactly. We went really big. And the idea was we were going to load it all onto one pizza to make like the ultimate takeaway meal. Do you want to know who came first?
Yes.
You'll be pleased to know the Indian came first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pizza second. And the Chinese was by far the slowest.
I'm really glad you told us that. Thanks. Are you a fan of the meat, Charlotte?
No, not really. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, this isn't for you then. You can have the veggie burger. It's all good.
Still veggie options. Mm. Are you like full on veggie or are you doing fish as well?
Nah, full on veggie. Right. All the way.
Not even wafer thin ham?
Not even wafer thin ham.
Wow.
Wow, it's serious.
That's quite intense.
Is this real? The world's first super drive-thru is opening in the UK this summer. All the major brands in one. Real or no real? Charlotte.
Yes, real.
I've just had another thought as well. If you're working at a drive-thru and you're looking out the window, you can sort of play Tinder if you just move the cars along, can't you? Just sort of swipe them along until you find someone who's hot and you're like, yes, go on then, you can stay.
Chris, real or no real?
Oh, I would have heard about this. No real.
That one is no real.
Yes,
it is. Oh, wow. But you know what's just opened? A drive-through for the pastry-based food shop that rhymes with Wegs.
Yeah.
They now have a drive-through.
Great. Yeah. All right.
I thought you'd be overjoyed at this news.
It's no, it's good news.
You have to go to Earlham Gateway Services in Manchester, though.
So it's quite a sort of niche. It's a long way to go for Greggs.
There's only one. But I reckon if I worked in, like, Birmingham, I would still, like, do the round trip.
Scott Mills.
One.
Charlotte's with us on Real or No Real. Good morning.
Good morning.
OK, here's another fact for you. You tell me if true or not.
The latest must-have office accessory taking the UK by storm is the Milk Lock, a lockable padlock which renders your milk impenetrable to your co-workers.
I've heard about this before. I think that's real.
See, in these circumstances, I'm quite a big fan of taking drastic measures because it winds me up.
What, if people steal your milk?
Yeah.
I feel you, Scott. Yeah.
Do you?
Really I used to steal my housemate's milk.
Well, you're one of them that would steal the milk and then you'd top it back up with water, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't top it up. I'd just help myself a little bit.
Kind you're a stealer.
Tax.
That's you're a stealer. So
it's more a tax.
Okay, right, so I've been looking forward to a cup of coffee all morning. I go to the fridge, there's no milk in there. Thanks very much. So inconsiderate.
Mm.
So wrong.
What I like to do sometimes is put lots of lipstick on and drink directly from the bottle. They're never going to touch it then.
Are you the type of person that leaves lots of notes?
I would leave a note, yeah.
That's what annoys me.
Do this again, it'll become a police matter.
They've started doing this a lot at Radio 1, actually, writing notes. There's this one note on one of the dishwashers here where you put all the sort of dirty mugs in, which says, load me, which I think, one, sounds quite rude, but two, also, don't use the word me as if the dishwasher's a human.
Not a person.
That bugs me. And then there's another note on another dishwasher which says, lightly soiled cups only.
Is that?
Yeah, which I don't fully understand what they mean. Like, what's been the problems in the past? Like, what does lightly soiled get defined as, Scott?
Well, this is the thing, you see. Like, if I use a dishwasher, I generally wash the plates first, don't you?
You've got to rinse them first.
I do rinse them and then put them in, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask you, what can I do to heavily soil a mug? just to see what the reaction is.
I'd rather you do it. So, is a milk lock a thing?
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
Yeah, if it's real, I'd definitely get it.
Have you been a victim of stealers at uni?
Yeah, like, I hate it. I think it's so inconsiderate.
Do you put the note on?
I've never done the note. I think I'd rather say to the person, confront them.
You don't laminate a sign that says, like, Charlotte's milk and put it on there, no?
No.
I considered buying a laminator once just to do that.
Oh, come on.
Real or no real, the milk lock, is it a thing?
Yeah, real.
It's such a good idea, this. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Well, okay, kind of. It's kind of a real or no real, no real, this. The milk lock doesn't actually exist, but Twitter user Kevin Anthony shared a picture of the fridge at his office where his co-workers have created homemade locks for their cartons of milk to stop their colleagues from pinching it.
Whoa.
Can you actually imagine working with those people?
Props works for cereal as well, then.
Yeah. They've made locks for the milk. That's how seriously they're taking it. At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I win. I got 10 points. Charlotte, you scored absolutely nothing. Soz.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
But you know the great thing is you can get back to doing that essay now.
I know. It's a joy.
You won't, but
the joys of life.
Good to speak to you. Thanks for being on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Steve Holden, why is Lord talking and reviewing onion rings?
This is such a surreal story. This is great. There was this Instagram account called Onion Rings Worldwide, and it had pictures of onion rings, and then next to it was a little review. So, for example, one of the pictures said, actually pretty good, thick, sweet white onion, good flavour on the crumb, 4 out of 5. Now, one very attentive Lord fan had noticed that Lord's most recent follow on Instagram was this account. This account didn't follow anybody. It had 24 followers and they were all associated with Lord's. It was like her mates and managers and stuff. So the penny drops. It's like, is Lord running this account? So one blog went even further and the detective skills used to work out whether this account was run by Lord were incredible.
Right. So...
are you following?
Yeah, I think so. Were they analysing the fingernails holding the onion rings?
Yeah, they were comparing the fingernails with Lord's actual fingernails. They looked at one picture, which was taken on board a plane from Tennessee to New York. It was posted Tuesday morning New Zealand time, because Lord is from New Zealand. She just played in Tennessee. They even worked out that some of the posts, which are based in America, the word flavour doesn't have a U. It does have a U, because in America, flavour is spelt without the U.
Yeah.
So it was obviously someone who wasn't wasn't American.
Wow.
And there was one from a fast food restaurant near Hatfield that got the worst review, by the way.
Did it?
1 out of 5.
Bad crumb.
And that was really bad crumb. And that was just after Big Weekend.
Oh,
which
my word.
Performed at.
Seriously, I mean, you've got to be a mega fan, haven't you, to track this much down and spend this much of your life on
it. Yeah, but you'd be so proud if you did.
You're that one Lord's fan. Anyway, this blog in New Zealand, it contacted Lord's management and asked her whether she was running this Onion Ring account. And shortly after, it got deleted.
So, oh, why? just a bit of fun.
Lord's fun has been spoiled by us naughty journalists.
But you see, I reckon loads of celebrities live a secret life on social, like have fake accounts to kind of watch what's going on and communicate. More of these type of things out there.
It's like when Prince William came into the show and said that he does text in under a different name.
Yeah.
Like, in this system somewhere, our text system, his number will be there.
Also, respect to Lord for this, because I was thinking of doing something similar with cheesy garlic bread, because I'm kind of obsessed with it, right?
Is it hard to find some good ones? A good cheesy garlic bread?
Yeah, just when you become an expert at cheesy garlic bread, you do you can tell major differences.
Aha! right, Justin Bieber, tell me.
So the other week he was singing Despacito. He forgot the words. Can you remember? Blah, 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 blah.
He doesn't know the words to this song. He's just an add-on.
Well, we can assume that he's just now given up trying to remember the Spanish lyrics. And a few days ago, he was at a gig in Stockholm and he said this.
I can't do Despacito.
I don't even know it.
Yep.
So shortly after that, someone chucked a water bottle at him. It missed him. He said, whoa, don't throw things at me, please. So for anyone going to see him, he's not going to do the biggest song in the world right now.
I'd quite like to learn Despacito and be able to sing it, would you?
It'd be a great party trick.
You should so do it, Chris. Mm. I reckon you'd be really good at it.
I want to see someone do it in the live lounge, but like, you know, full on.
Why don't we try and learn it?
Oh, listen, it's going to be one of these things that we commit to and you'll give up.
I won't give up.
Are we doing half and half or doing the whole thing?
I'm up for doing halves.
Scott can do the Justin Bieber English bit and you can do the whole Spanish bit.
Oh, I don't
know the words to Despacito.
No, we need to both do the full Spanish bits.
I'll commit.
Finally, have you seen all this stuff about EastEnders and Stormzy?
Yes.
So on Monday's episode, Travis and Keegan are at a bus stop. They're arguing over Shakespeare. I'm just going to play this. Here we go.
I mean, Shakespeare is out of your league. I'll make it easy for you. Just do your favourite Stormzy tune.
What do you know about Stormzy?
Well, I do know you're getting way too big for your boots.
Own puff. You're not too big for the boot. I've got these big size drawers on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boot.
It's making bits of me go inside.
My favourite tweet about it. Ha ha ha. All my organs are cringing at that Stormzy scene. Dads, cease script writing. Because you know that Stormzy's like a massive EastEnders fan. He referenced Shirley in Know Me From, and he samples a bit on the record. But that is maybe the cringiest bit of EastEnders.
There's still no need for that at all.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Lost to us trying to learn Despacito. Should we do it?
Are we going to commit to this then?
Right. By...
It's the kind of thing you say that we'll do, only I will do it.
Let's lock it down. Let's spend some time together today and tomorrow. Let's try and do it by Friday.
But full Spanish?
Yeah, not the English Justin Bieber bit. I'm talking about the full-on...
Fine.
Luis Fonsi, Puerto Rico.
In...
Okay, I'm in.
Scott Mills.
Chris arranged for a different mode of transport for me into work this morning. An ice cream van turned up at 5:30. Real Scott Mills, it's on my Instagram story. I'm quite proud of it.
Mm.
That was All Time Low, A Life of the Party. I'd be quite up for some other modes of transport this week.
You say that. I actually didn't think you'd like the ice cream van.
I got used to it. I was actually sat on the floor next to the massive Mr. Whipping machine. Oh, it's time for a 99, hey, hey? The machine was so loud. Making these ice creams. I did have an ice cream at 5:40 this morning, so goals. But hang on, let me try and find the... I recorded it. This is the actual music that was playing outside my house at 5:30 this morning when you arranged for the ice cream van to turn up. And it's only got one song. Right, this Despacito thing, are you in?
I'm in. I don't think you realise quite how hard it is to do, though, if you don't speak the language.
Yeah, but I am quite good at I've always thought that I'd be good at Spanish. You know, like, there are some things in life you think, yeah, I'd be good at that. I've never tried it, but well, we'll see on Friday because we're going to learn it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like our revision, I guess. If we do this for Friday in solidarity with our brothers and sisters taking GCSEs at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Justin Bieber doesn't know the words. But then someone's been... this is Chris in Sussex. Someone's made a good point. Surely his job is to sing songs. Like, learn the words. You don't work at McDonald's and say, sorry, I'm not doing them nuggets, I can't remember how to.
It's so true, it's not good enough.
No. Good luck, though.
This bit's okay. This bit's all right, I think. This bit's okay. You know when he really goes in, though? When it's like, bang, bang.
But I want us to go, like, I don't want us to hold back. I want full on. Okay.
Yeah, but no, without the grunting.
Well, that's what he does. We'll have it for you by Friday.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. You know, if you're on the dating apps and you get a match with someone, right?
Yeah.
So they've said yes, and you've said yes also. And then, generally, if people talk at all, because some people just match and don't talk. Some of my mates were saying this. Mm. If you do talk, it's kind of like rubbish small talk for ages. It's like, hey, how are you? I'm good. So one of my mates at the weekend did match with somebody and they came straight back, not with a, hey, how are you, but with like a puzzle for him to do.
Okay.
And I think this is like a good new way because otherwise it's just like, it's the same every time. Hey, you're right. Yeah, good. How are you? Yeah, how's your day? Yeah, really good, thanks. What are you doing? So
it means that someone works for you a bit.
Well, yeah. Well, so, you know, my friend Unlucky Gary, so he matched with this guy, but then the guy comes back straight away going, not even a hello. There are 500 bricks on a plane. One falls off. How many are left?
Well, I would say, oh, well, hang on. One falls out, so 499.
It's making you work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that would be like, I thought that was a trick answer because
that's
too obvious. So 500 bricks on a plane, one falls off, how many are left?
499.
Right. So my mate puts that as a reply. All he gets back is, yes, correct. And then there's another one. What are the three steps to putting an elephant in a refrigerator?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Well, he never replied, and then the conversation is now completely died out.
But the first one's such a simple, like, math thing. It's like there's a basic level of intellect that they want from their partner.
I really like this idea of, like testing people, if you like, if you've matched with them. So if you are on one of these apps today, and you do get a match, please would you do, like, a little riddle? Maybe we can get someone on the phone who has matched with someone and they can type it out. Which one could we do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we sort of need to decide on one.
Okay, if you know any of these, then let us know on 81199. Because I quite like the idea of, instead of the boring small talk, you go straight in with a puzzle just to try and just to test them a little bit before you go out with them or speak to them.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people do like the little puzzles when they first speak to someone on the... on the Tinders and that. So many, getting so many messages.
It does seem to be a test for a lot of people, though.
I like it. We need to decide on one, and then everyone who is on the dating apps today, instead of when you match going, hi, hello, we'll give you like a little riddle or puzzle to put on and see whether they come back or not. Some people have been doing it, and then they've been together for ages. Mm. It's a good test of how stupid they are or not.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Hayley Steinfeld.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I've got so much to talk to you about.
Oh boy, let's talk.
Now, we've never met before, but I'm already so impressed after watching you live, especially how you coped with forgetting your lyrics on stage the other day.
Yeah, that happened.
Like,
yeah.
See, that would be a stress dream for me. Mm. If I was a pop star, I'd be like, oh, shoot.
You know, it's funny because I've never thought about that happening. I've always thought about, like, falling or dropping the mic or, like, tripping or something. But, like, forgetting the words? Yeah, when you're, I guess, so incredibly overwhelmed by what's happening around you. I literally at one point looked at someone and was like, what are the words?
When you're on that level, everyone else sings them for you, right? So you just style it out. You just go, you sing!
Exactly. That's basically what I did. And thank God the fans covered for me because they filled right in and it was perfect.
Yeah. You know, though, like some of the biggest stars in the world, they have huge songs, but I've seen it where they have the words still on the floor of the stage or like on an auto cue. So you're good.
I'm going to make it a requirement from now on. I have to have the lyrics on the stage.
That's cheating because that's basically karaoke. And then you're doing karaoke to your own song.
There you go. That's true.
Scott, what's your stress dream?
My one is where I'm on the radio and I'm playing songs, but nothing works.
So I
have to keep talking and then more talk. And then I go to the news and I'm like, and here's the news. The newsreader's not there. Like, everything falls apart.
I don't know that I have any stress dreams that bad.
No.
I don't have them really actually ever. I think I have dreams where everything goes perfectly, and then when they don't, I don't know what to do.
Here's another thing I want to talk to you about, right? So you are friends with Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I've heard that she's now living in the area of London that I live in.
That you live in?
Right. So there's a Facebook appreciation group, right, the local area. And there's loads of pictures of what might be Taylor Swift, like just doing normal things like shopping in the supermarket,
really?
Parking a car. None of the pictures are Taylor Swift.
Oh, but I get it. That's funny.
But her boyfriend, I think, is from the area that I live in.
Wow.
So maybe if you could have a word and like I can meet here at like 6 o'clock at Waitrose tomorrow night.
I mean, sure.
I don't think it's as easy as that to join the squad, unless I'm mistaken.
You could just hide out and wait, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't know where to hide out. It's quite a big area.
Oh, is it a big area?
Yeah. Mm. And I really want to see her. I think she is in the area right now.
Like right now?
Do you know if she's in London?
I don't.
Okay. So you're in the new Pitch Perfect film.
Yes.
Tell me all about that, because like Pitch Perfect 2 became the highest grossing music comedy film of all time. Pressure.
Crazy. I know. My gosh. That was so fun. I was such a huge fan of the first movie, so to be in the second one was a dream come true. And then the third one, which is coming out at the end of the year, was just amazing.
Tell me about Rebel Wilson. Is she hilarious?
She is so funny. When we're spending the 2 hours that we do in hair and makeup in the trailer in the morning, she'll just be writing, like, alternative lines, right? So every take, basically, she'll say something different or a variation of what she... And it's literally... I like to say I made the character choice to think that everything Fat Amy says was funny so that I could just get away with laughing every time and not get in trouble. She just is hilarious, and you never know what's going to come out of her mouth.
But you're doing so much, and you're... Am I right in thinking you're only 20?
Yes.
I mean, you're on course to be president at some point.
Thank you.
Do you write, like... And you know, a lot of people write lists about their goals. Do you write a list of, like... Number one, get a number one hit.
Oh my gosh, yes, I do. Making lists is like a thing for me. I love doing it. I love writing things down and seeing it. Even if it's making a vision board. I actually made my first one not too long ago.
I've heard about this.
So a vision, I did it on New Year's Eve with a friend of mine, and basically just on a small poster board, put a bunch of photos that would resemble things that I wanted to achieve. I put a picture of a sold-out stadium because I wanted to play in a sold-out stadium. And it really is so amazing to sort of have that, and no one else has to see it, you know?
I think that's a good bit of advice isn't it?
It could be like, you know, new boyfriend, new job. Yeah. It can be anything.
Anything. Yeah, right. A dream home or a book you want to get through. Anything, really. So I always, again, like you
or
said...
Or thing you want to do more. Or...
Exactly. But writing it down or spelling it out is something I love doing.
I'm going to do a vision board. I'm going to keep it private because you'd laugh at me.
Okay, right. Hayley, we've got a little game for you in a minute.
Okay.
So, you know, in America, there's a show on TV and it's called Beat Shazam.
Got it.
Have you seen this? It's on Fox. It's presented by Jamie Foxx.
Yes, who I love.
Yeah. And basically, it's man or woman versus machine. So we're going to play this in a minute. You're a massive music fan, right?
Yes.
And are you good at naming songs as soon as you hear them?
I'd like to think so.
Okay.
Yeah, but so, you've got to be so quick.
Yeah, so I'm going to play a track, right, to you and Chris, and you can work on this together, okay? I'm also going to Shazam the track at the same time, but you have to tell me what the track is and who the artist is before the app does.
Okay.
I'm stressing.
Scott
Mills. I quite like that this game's about to stress you out.
Oh my God.
You seem stressed.
I am stressed, but I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to Shazam a track in a second, and you have to tell me what the track is and who the artist is before the app tells me.
Okay.
Oh my God. So we're going to start Shazam, and we're going to start the track at the same time. Chris and Hayley, you work together to tell me what it is before the app does.
You said Chris and Hayley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. What is this song?
Listening.
The doctors say you're no good.
Is it Selena Gomez?
I believe
Gomez.
This is Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez.
You got Selena Gomez, but it was Hands to Myself.
We can do better than this.
Okay.
Hard, you right? must know the American ones.
Okay, come on now.
Come on. You ready?
Yes.
What's this song?
Listening.
Ripped gloves.
Ed Sheeran, 18.
This sounds like the 18 by Ed Sheeran.
Yes, well done, Hayley. Okay. What did they say?
This sounds like the 18 by Ed Sheeran.
The 18.
Like oh,
the
I team. Was like, the team.
This sounds like the 18 by Ed Sheeran.
Smashed
the 18.
The 18. Okay, ready, next one. I'm going to Shazam this track. Tell me what it is before Shazam does. What's this song?
Naming the tune.
By
Hayley Steinfeld.
I can name that.
Zed and Grey.
I think it's Starving, featuring Zed, by Hayley Steinfeld and Grey.
Yes! Phew, I'm glad you got that
Could
one.
Could you imagine? Oh, what is this?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Zed like, by the way?
He's amazing. He's so great. He's so professional. He's such a perfectionist, but like the biggest goofball and best sense of humor.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So I've heard he's so talented, but I don't know much about him, if that makes sense. I've not seen many interviews with him.
No,
yeah.
I haven't.
Or like loads about him.
No, he's so knowledgeable and so much fun to be around. And he introduced me to Grey, who worked on the track, obviously, and all of us together, we just had a blast.
It's a great track.
Yeah, thank you.
We had Liam Payne on earlier this week from One Direction, and he is about to drop a track with Zed as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's, I can't wait to hear that.
Hell yeah.
Also, I hear you're are you a big fan of Little Mix?
Yes.
Do you like them?
I do.
They're good, right?
I do. I think they're great.
Would you ever want to be part of a girl band? If you got to be fifth member of Little Mix, would you say yeah? Even for one song?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's got to happen.
But you're like, yeah?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. I think it would be so great. I feel like Pitch Perfect is kind of the version of a girl group that I've experienced.
Yeah.
Kind of, maybe.
Okay, well, I'll be tweeting Little Mix that later.
Yay! Yay!
They would welcome Hayley with open arms.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you ready for the next song?
Okay.
Try and beat Shazam. What's this?
Listening.
I Know What You Did Last Summer, Shawn Mendes
Sounds
and Camila
like Cabello. I Know What You Did Last Summer by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yes.
Please don't ask me to sing it.
What did he say? Please don't ask me to sing it.
I like it when Siri gets a little bit sort of sassy.
Right,
and
sounds like I Know What You Did Last Summer by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, but please don't ask me to sing it.
The accent, though.
Camila Cabello.
I love it.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
What's this? What's this song?
Naming the tune.
Rihanna. Calvin Harris.
I know this song.
Bye.
It's We Found Love, featuring Calvin Harris by Rihanna.
Damn it! Oh my god, it's one of those you've heard it 1,000 times. A million even.
Calvin and Rihanna.
Love
that's
them
all right.
both.
You did all right though.
Thanks.
Hayley, thank you so much for joining us on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this
thank
morning.
You.
Lots of fun. Come and see us soon.
Will do.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Did you just call Hayley Steinfeld, mate?
I don't know.
Yeah, we should have got one, though. We should have got that one, mate.
I think it slipped out.
Yeah. That's fine, though. Mm. She's quite matey, isn't she?
She's not a royal. That's fine.
No. Imagine that. Imagine when Prince William came in. Oh, what, mate?
I worry I did.
Yeah. Do you remember when you first joined Radio 1, you called our boss, mate?
Oh, don't.
That didn't go well.
It's made me paranoid ever since about how I address him.
Well, it's just because it's your go-to thing. It's just like, right, mate?
Yeah, it's not meant as a sort of making things more casual. It's just how I address people.
Very disrespectful.
You said it's... In fact, he's never kicked up a fuss about it. You said it was disrespectful. It's not really, is it? To call your boss, mate?
It is, yeah. Like, listen, right. People listening now, some people will be fine with it. Like, I bet loads of people would never dream of calling their boss mate.
Well, what do you call him, sir? He's not a teacher.
Well, we go way back, you see, so we're quite theatrical together. So he'll be like, hello, darling.
Yeah, hello, you boy. Hug and stuff.
Hello, love.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Why didn't you just admit it? You just want a session.
He does say it. You just want a session.
You just want a session.
It does actually sound like that. Yeah.
See, and it's because at the start of the song, he does say attention very clearly. And then you started having a go at me when I said, I really don't understand why he's talking about a session.
Yeah, but you didn't know what the song was called. You're like, what's this song? A session? I was like, I announce it every day. I play it every day. Yeah, you just want a session. It does sound like it there, to be fair. We can ask him tomorrow because he's going to be on the show. Charlie Puth's in the Live Lounge tomorrow from midday. We'll speak to him before that.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah,
you just
want a session. Yeah, you? Hello, Peter.
Hello, can we go on a session?
Can do.
What, now?
Wow, it's Wednesday, it's midweek, isn't it?
Mate, it's a bit early, it's 8.44.
Do you know what, Peter? Sometimes we are in this awkward situation after the show, though. Especially on a Friday, where it's it feels like, you know, at the end of a sort of working day when you go to the pub, but nowhere's open.
Well, that sounds awful.
We'll find somewhere.
No, the thing is, right, like, we get up, obviously, about 2 a.m. for this show, so by 11... Like, that's our evening. Mm. So, Chris can often...
It does feel like you're being judged.
Chris can often be found hammering on pub doors at 11.
I just get excited for the weekend.
Peter, what are you doing today?
Carting Muck.
Carting Muck, that's definitely one. And whereabouts is that?
Hertfordshire.
Okay, whereabouts in Hearts?
Outside Stevenage.
Okay, today you in Stevenage are looking at a sunny day with a top temperature of 26 degrees. Probably time to get your top
absolutely
off.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, top's off today, is it?
Top's off.
Not quite.
Will be later, though. It's going to be real hot.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, you know, bangers, I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and you choose which one gets on. The power is in your hands. I've chosen one, especially for the weather today.
Like a mother.
Yeah, tune.
I know, a woman, not a mother.
Sorry. I don't know why I thought the lyrics were
why
different.
Why do you get all lyrics and songs wrong?
I don't know, sorry guys.
This is Inner with Hot. So that's my one. What do you think of that,
okay,
Peter?
Okay, Inner. You like that, Peter?
Yeah, no, it's a fair tune.
I've gone for this on bangers today. Yes. For all those with their sexy back.
All right. Stop talking about songs generally, I think. Leave that to me. Get your sexy girl. Get your sexy girl.
It's a tough one. Very tough.
It's taking a strange turn, this game today.
Peter, just pick a song.
I've got to go with Scott, I think.
Yeah! Fly like you do it, like you high, like you do it, like you try, like you do it, like a woman. Go! Fly like you do it, like you high, like you do it, like you fly, like you do it, like a woman. Fly like you do it, like you high, like you do it, like you try, like you do it, like a woman. Fly. That was for Peter, spreading his muck all over Stevenage today.
I don't know why he chose that one. That's such a robbery.
Inner with Hot is my banger.
Scott Mills.
20 degrees in Lincoln already. Taps off, says Luke. That's never happened to my 7 a.m. dog walk before.
Paul from Crew says, Scott, I've got moves. Do the tops off rules change?
Do what you want. 21 degrees according to my car, Scott, says sports guy Ross. In the valleys in South Wales. Okay, so if you find yourself in a hot office today, probably not in the office, you can't do tops off. Okay, if you find yourself in a car or in the work van today, chances are it's going to be a sweaty one. So let me tell you whether it's going to be tops off or leave your top on.
And how's this going to work then? It's going from place to place.
Yeah, so England and Wales, very hot today. Well, hot for us, like 26, 27. Soz, Scotland and Northern Ireland, you are a bit cloudy. So if you're thinking of whopping your tarp off today, probs not. That's annoying because tap staff was invented in Scotland. Mm. It's all a bit meh. Dumfries 14 at the moment, definitely no sun. No chance of it peeking through in Aberdeen as well, 15. Lerwick, right up at the top, 12.
And what's the line with tap staff? Is it 12 degrees? Or did you say 16?
I think probably 12. 12 is fine. So that's Scotland and Northern Ireland. However, England and Wales, let's go. Summer is on.
Are there people just whipping tops off right now?
Yeah. I'm drinking lilt. Cardiff, you are 16 degrees and you're going to get full sun later. 23 later on. London, 4, what scorcher? 28 degrees, already a respectable 19. Dover, you're on 17. Kendal, a mixture of sun and cloud today, 15 degrees. Southampton, 18, warming up to 24 later. Definite taps are off.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, this is the Radio on Breakfast Show. Elgin, 18 degrees. That's what Ewan's tractor says. I love you got temperature on your tractor. Fair sun in Cambridge, fam, says Tim, 22. And 20 degrees right now at the Scott Mills Bridge at Fleet Services. Darren travelling from Ringwood to Lincoln.
That means on the bridge itself, it must be about 40.
Oh,
it's hot there.
Yeah, it's the connecting bridge between two opposite sides of the services, and the ventilation is poor. So, yes, in the bridge itself, on the walkway, 40.
Scott Mills.
I think we were a bit tired earlier, but we have both set each other the challenge to learn most of Despacito by Friday's show, and we will have that for you. Neither of us speak a word of Spanish, and it's quite a hard song to learn. But I'm up for the challenge.
But Justin Bieber's jumped on this song, but everywhere he's going, and considering he's, you know, he's on this song, it's been number one, he's not performing it anywhere because he doesn't know the words to it.
He definitely doesn't.
I think is really slacking if it's that's his job.
Well, he was in the studio one day and someone was like, OK, sing this. They probably sang it for him and he just repeated it. He doesn't know how to do it live. And there are various Snapchats and Instagram stories of him all over the world going, burrito, burrito, I don't know the words. So
it's your song.
Let's do better than him. Let's learn it by Friday. Don't want to scare you, but listen to this.
Yeah, this is going to be my bit, I reckon.
Boom, boom. I'm scared.
I'm going to really go in on that.
I'm really scared. We just need to give it our all. Good morning, Claire.
Hello, good morning.
You already know how to do it, do you?
Oh, no, I'm under pressure now, but I can do it, yeah.
How
usually
come?
When I sing along to it. Because when I lived in Spain, I'm a nanny, so I travel the world quite a lot. So I lived in Spain, and all my friends are Spanish, so they used to like all the reggaeton music like this. So I used to learn, like, all the Enrique, you know that Bailando song?
Yeah.
I used to learn that. It took me ages to learn it. And then I heard this months ago, this Despacito song. And so I've been learning it way before sort of it came out over here.
Okay, can I...
Yes, that's it.
But if you know the words to it and you understand it, it's easier to learn.
Yeah, well, sort of. But my boyfriend's Albanian and I can listen to Albanian music and I don't really understand it, but I know the words to that as well.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's just the sound of it. You just kind of copy it.
You're not free between now and Friday for a quick lesson, are you?
I am, yeah. I can help you.
Okay, can I hear a bit, please? Because this is, ooh. I mean, these are going to be the levels we need to reach, I think, by Friday,
okay.
Chris.
Okay. I'm a bit nervous. I'm singing live on air.
It's all good, it's all good. If you make a mistake, don't swear.
I won't swear.
And carry on, unlike Susan Boyle did that time when she didn't realise it was live on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no,
okay.
Okay, right. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te digo cosas al oído para que tu cuerpo no esté conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte besos despacito. Ferme en las paredes en un laberinto y hacer tu cuerpo todo es manuscrito. Sube, sube.
Oh my word.
That was awesome. When you started there, because I was wondering if this could go either way, but when you started, I did that thing, you know, where they get really good acts on Britain's Got Talent or X Factor and Simon Cowell just sort of raises his eyebrows.
Yeah, we do.
When
that
they know it's
me.
When it's unexpected.
Or maybe do like a side look to Amanda, like, oh, it's a good one here.
Well, they all know now that the camera's looking at them. After the Susan Boyle thing, they've always got to do that reaction, haven't they?
Yeah, I know.
That was good.
I know.
Is that Simon?
I can can do more of it, but like not on my own. I have to do it with the song.
Okay, cool.
But
Simon Cowell look where it's just like, yes, and the pound style started to flash in his eyes. That was awesome. Thanks very much, Claire. You are
goals. You're very welcome.
Love you, bye.
I look forward to Friday.
Yes.
Love you, bye.
I'm going to sound like that by Friday.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
So, England and Wales, hot today. Scotland and Northern Ireland, I'm sorry. You'll get your turn. But let's have it today. England and Wales, let's go. I've actually got some sun cream in my bag if you'd like to apply.
It will make the whole place smell slightly sunnier, won't it?
Smells like holidays, doesn't it? It's a factor... Oh, you'll be good with this. Factor 30. I like it that I carry this in my bag at all times.
It's just waiting for this one moment, right?
Put a little bit on right now.
Yeah. What are you doing?
And apply liberally. Oh, see, I smell holidays now. On our normal show, 1 to 4 weekdays, we like to celebrate being halfway through the week by having a midweek bop to a song called Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings. People go crazy for it. They text in. You can do the same. Let me know where you are going to Bumbleo today. 81199. We also put in some favourite bits of the show. OK, let's go.
Amor del pasado, ven, 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 ven.
Do you know what I'm like?
What?
I'm like a polar bear.
What's that then?
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like I'm a polar bear.
Bit of Love Island left for you? Quavo! Liam Payne. Yes, Brenda.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Ooh! Chris's partridge moment from earlier.
Is it hard to find some good ones? A good cheesy garlic bread?
Yeah, just when you become an expert at cheesy garlic bread, you do, you can tell major differences.
Aha! This is my fave.
What's the naughtiest thing you ever did?
Oh, goodness me. I suppose the... gosh, do you know? I'm not quite sure.
Well, there must have been a moment.
Nobody is. Nobody's ever perfectly behaved, are they? I mean, you know, I have to confess, when me and my friends sort of used to run through the fields of wheat, the farmers weren't too pleased about that.
Ha-ha! So you. Like a mother.
Yeah,
tune. A woman, not a mother.
Sorry.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lakmabam.
Come on.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Bumbleo in by the pool in Benidorm. Loving Brenda in the gap. That's Stu and Tony. What, another one?
There's loads of people abroad at the moment. Shout out to Andrew, bumbleoing in Spain right now.
Hannah and Ellie in Milton Keynes. Taps off in Droitwich for Felix. Bit hot already. Hello, Sam. Turning some grass in Ormsby. Yes. Matty H, bumbleo in his tractor, like a madman in sunny Cornwall, raking up the grass. Shout out to Cornwall young farmers. And this person, doesn't say your name, bumbleoing in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Come on, lads, factor 30 all the way. Let's know what you're doing. Maybe you're in your tractor, on the way to work, in a bus or a car. Maybe in some fields of wheat.
I have to confess, when me and my friends sort of used to run through the fields of wheat, the farmers weren't too pleased about that.
No, they weren't. Shout out to Lucy in Worcester, bumbleing 21 degrees.
Yes, Jordan from Alloa, bumbleo.
Will bumbling his turners off, turning hay, all the farmers. Taps off definitely for Sam and St Helens today. It's going to be a sweaty one. Watch yourself on that seatbelt. Oh, here we go.
Clap it up.
40 of those.
Ski, ski.
And let's go again. One more time. Bumbling my eyes off after laser eye surgery. That's
come on.
Bernard in central London. You can celebrate whatever you're doing. Dean, getting all sweaty in sunny Dorset. Yes, Queen.
Hello to Katie and Liz bumbling in sunny Wales.
Spencer bumbling his spanners off in sunny Somerset. And Rob the plumber in Hull bumbling his ballcocks off. We're back tomorrow from 6:30 with Charlie Puth on the show ahead of his live lounge, and Liam Payne reads out some filthy messages.